This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Gavin Clarkson began the year running for the congressional seat being given up as Steve Pierce runs for governor. He came in third in the race in June and looked like he was pretty much out, but he isn't. Even with a lawsuit pending against New Mexico State University over being fired, he's back in the political hunt, but for an unexpected office. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
The Republican Central Committee chose Clarkson this last weekend to run for Secretary of State, replacing the previous nominee, Johanna Cox. She dropped out of the race for Secretary of State for what she said were personal reasons. Using a secret ballot, the Republican Central Committee elected Clarkson over Edwin Begay, a former Navajo chapter president in Tehachapi and former board chairman of the UNM branch in Gallup. Clarkson said he had a campaign on the shelf ready to roll after his loss in the congressional race. Clarkson said his background in business law makes him a natural fit for Secretary of State, which in addition to elections is the corporation office. Clarkson said, quote, "Small business corporations are the engine of job creation," end quote. Clarkson has vowed to make job creation center stage in his campaign. More after this. He has been involved and fighting with NMSU, who he says fired him from his business professor job when he ran for Congress. He's filed a wrongful termination suit alleging racial and religious discrimination. Clarkson is an enrolled member of the Choctaw tribe and is a pro-life Christian. He had worked for President Trump in the Interior Department and took a leave of absence from the university for that. Clarkson, who says he's dangerously overeducated, has a bachelor's and master's degrees from Rice University and a doctorate in law degree from Harvard. His predecessor in the race, Johanna Cox, is an attorney and left the race after the Albuquerque Journal reported she'd been sued for malpractice three times in 5 years. According to court records, Cox denied she was negligent in representing clients. The current Secretary of State, Maggie Toulouse Oliver, was the clerk of Bernalillo County before winning her current seat. This is her first term, and the problems in the recent primary seemed minimal compared with some previous years. She is a fairly liberal Democrat, and compared with very conservative Gavin Clarkson, will make a considerable contrast during the campaign. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
This may actually turn out to be one of the more interesting races on the card in November. The governor's race, which also pits a progressive liberal candidate against a very conservative candidate, and the Secretary of State race will be a study in contrasts. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.